I've been smiling all day long. I've been trying to see and collect my thoughts about how I actually feel about it. I mean, I'm obviously excited, and you know, the process is not over. I'm still making sure they can't take it away. I want to make sure everything's official, and then we'll celebrate. But yeah, I think looking back on my career now, I can't say that this. My career, I've always felt that it was satisfying. That, you know, the work I put in, I was satisfied with the Super Bowl rings and helping a team accomplish some great things. Some of the individual successes that I've had, I enjoy that. But now having this is kind of like the final stamp on a career like that. And believe me, guys, I have thought about this a long time, and really didn't know if or when this would happen. I felt good about it the last couple of years, that it was getting closer to maybe possibly happening. And but I didn't expect this year. I did not. I thought with LT being in, there was no way that they would put a running back in the same class with LT. But it happened. I'm glad it happened. I'm excited and looking forward to the journey.
What was the emotion during the day prior to the announcement? How was your feeling throughout?
I was cool all day. You know, I've been through this before, so I just went about my day again, excited about it possibly happening. I kept reminding myself that today or tomorrow at the same time, 11 o'clock, my life could be different. But I also reminded myself that it could be the same. but I had to be excited about it changing and then deal with it being the same when it happened. But and then obviously it happened tonight. I'm ecstatic. I can't express how I actually feel.
So you talk about your high school, school, and the kids back at your high school. Would you address that a little bit about the African American students that are struggling, trying to find their way, trying to find their dream? What's your message to not only them but to others as well?
I always say, man, don't ever quit on yourself. That's kind of my message to kids. A lot of times, just put yourself in a position to be successful, which is doing the right things. Go to school, all right? Do the right things. And stay on the path. Don't take yourself off a path, because you never know where it can lead you. I almost took myself off a path my rookie year when I played for Denver. I almost quit the team. I almost went home from Tokyo. I wouldn't be standing here today. So, you know, be passionate about something. Continue to do it. And never, ever quit on yourself.
Do you ever think about how things might have been different if you didn't have that hit on the kickoff in Tokyo?
Yeah, I wouldn't be here. There's always defining moments in everybody's career, and that was my defining moment. You know, it was the moment that got me the opportunity to run with the football, and then I took advantage of it when they let me do it. So we all have those in our lives, and we have those points to look back and say that was the defining moment in my life. And I think about that, and there's a couple of moments in my life that I look back on and I say, wow, all of this had to happen for me to get here. And it wasn't a direct shot. It was a bob and weave and serpentine. It was a lot of different unexpected twists and turns. And here I am standing in front of you guys talking about the Hall of Fame, which is incredible.
John Elway, Terrell Davis, Floyd Little, three Hall of Famers. All three of them played their entire careers with the Denver Broncos. What does it mean to be in that class, or that company?
Man, that's fantastic. Yeah, you know, I know Shannon left for a little bit, but Shannon's still in that class. Don't throw Shannon out of there. We have to get other guys in. I think Carl Mecklenburg and Steve Atwater, I played with them. I know Lynch is both a Bronco and a Buck, but he needs to get in as well. But Steve Atwater and Carl Mecklenburg, it's time. You know, they waited a long time. Those guys have impacted the game like their peers, and they need to be honored in that fashion.
Mr. B will also likely be a finalist or a contributor. What do you think about his candidacy?
Absolutely. I mean, the numbers don't lie. You look at the organization, franchise numbers are up there, one of the best winning percentages of any franchise in the NFL, Super Bowl titles, everything. And the man was just a class act. He transformed that team when I was there, gave us everything we wanted, was a true owner in terms of, you know, he allowed the people he hired and put in place to do their jobs and just get out of the way. But Mr. B, absolutely. That's another person that I think will be in hopefully soon.
How are you going to celebrate?
We are going to celebrate tonight. I don't know. I'm with the family, so I don't know. We'll probably go to dinner. I know I have TV in the morning, so hopefully I don't celebrate too much. Actually, I will celebrate too much. Yeah, I'm lying. I'm going to celebrate a lot. So if I'm late, they have to just deal with that tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Dear Orlando Ledbetter, one of the lectures from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Nice to meet you.
Discuss your Georgia days.
Georgia days were rough, and that's part of the journey that I didn't, you know, you look back on it, you got a guy who comes from California, goes to Georgia, and you know, he's fighting his way through a system where he didn't feel like he fit in. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't feel like my style of running was received well in Georgia. They wanted guys who had explosive plays. That was not me. The head coach and I didn't see eye to eye, and I didn't. You know, I just part of it was me not being able to answer the challenge that was given to me, and I kind of shrunk. When the stage was bright. And Georgia, that's a bright stage coming from California. So I've learned a lot from that. And that really helped propel me when I went to Denver and I saw the same bright light. I was able to at least think back to those days and those moments and say, you know what, TD, you've been there before. The lights were bright back then and you shrunk. Now you need to rise up.
And one of the big things was that, you know, that flipped it today for you was they said, hey, he's one of the best running backs in the playoffs. Did you feel, you know, that, you know, you turned it on in the playoffs? Another big,
you know what I did? Yeah, you know, I get the one thing that I guess I would just do is I would try to treat every game the same. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, it allowed me to play in big moments. And I always felt that if I played in a regular season game or preseason game, I was going to give you my all. And so I never felt like I had – I never felt the need to have to turn it up in the postseason. You know, I didn't ever feel like, all right, TD, it's a postseason game. You got to ratchet things up. Because a lot of times you add stress to the situation. And in doing that, I was very comfortable and, you know, was able to have a lot of success doing it.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you tell. Yes, it is. There's no question about it. I look forward to the whole thing every year, and I did. But, yes, it's you know, after 11 years, it's people ask you questions that you don't have answers for. I don't know what I'm getting in. You know, I can't tell you what the voters think. I don't know. So I was always asked, well, where are you getting in? You need to be in. I don't know. So thank God that I never have to answer those questions again.
It really was your postseason that did it. I mean, that pushed it over. I mean, you know, your limited resume. Right?
Yeah.
No one's done better in the postseason than you. So, given your limited resume, what does that mean to you? That it really was that did it.
I'm proud. I'm proud because that's when it matters most. And if that's all I did was postseason run, which that's not. I mean, I did some regular season stuff too, but. Yeah, I think that's one of my more, you know, moments where I think back and I'm like, man, like to be able to play on such a high level during the most, you know, vicious, important games. I think that says a lot.
What did you know of Marcus Allen when you were at?
Marcus was a god in San Diego. Marcus went to, you know, he was in Pop Warner at Valencia Park Pop Warner. That was the Pop Warner league that I joined. He went to Lincoln High School. He was a legend in San Diego. Went off to USC. He was a local boy. So Marcus was the man growing up.
So how amazing is this for you and for Lincoln?
This is incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible. Marcus and I, we're good friends. So I didn't see him this week. But hopefully I'll see him soon. And Lincoln High School, two Hall of Famers, man. That's pretty good.
How long did you go to Morris?
I went to Morris for a year and a half.
Mom still working there?
No, my mother's in Denver now.
She is? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you thought about who you want to have present you?
Yeah, probably my agent, Neil Swartz. And the reason being because I was with Neil when I first – actually, I wasn't with him. We had just talked about him representing me. And – we were in a diner having dinner, late morning breakfast, whatever. And after the conversation, he made me make a promise. He's like, just promise me this. When you make the Hall of Fame, I want to present you. And this is a guy who wasn't even drafted yet. But he made that statement. He's going to hold me to that, and I'm going to honor that promise, yeah.
Charlie, you said earlier this week that you couldn't sleep at night, you gave it all in your career.
Yeah.
Does this make it complete in your mind?
I think so. I think this is always the last stop. You know, again, it wasn't something that I had. I didn't have it as a goal to be in the Hall of Fame. But you certainly now know the resume is complete when you have that stamp of HOF on your resume. There's nothing else you can do now. You know, I couldn't play to make it. So now you have to wait for other people to say whether you are worthy or not. And they've, thankfully, you know, they were able to come back and say, yeah, he's worthy of being a Hall of Famer. And I'm grateful for that. And now it's complete.